take TPV Radio with you 24/7. Just download Live 365 app from your Apple or Google Play Store. Like us on Facebook at TPV Radio or www.tpvradionetwork.com. Walk with us, family. Let's go!
You're listening to The Voice, the Summit Voice Radio Network. Are you ready to walk? Let's go!
This is Sterling Roberts, and you are listening to the Psalmist Voice Radio Network. Walk with me, family. Let's go!
You're listening to the hottest, most off-controversial, off-the-meters Christian radio station in the land. The Psalmist Voice Radio Network. Are you ready to walk, family? Let's go!
Welcome to the two-time Spin Award nominated, two-time Stellar Award considered, controversial, off-the-beat-back radio station in the land. It is your boy, the Psalmist Voice, with an all-star lineup just for you. Live on 365 Daily, and you can catch us on FB Live at TPV Radio. Let's go! Starting with exclusive interview with your boy, the Psalmist Voice, by appointment only. Sundays, TPV Reloaded with the Familia at 2 p.m. Tuesday, Victory Over the Weight of Life with Sister Deanne LeBreen at 6 p.m. Wednesdays, Illuminating Word Ministry with Apostle Dr. Forrest L. Walker at 5 p.m. Thursdays, Real Talk with Pastor Byron Sego at 4:30, followed by Darcy Patterson, the reality coach, at 6 p.m. Saturday, it's Saturday for Best with Sister Lorraine Brown and Roberta Jones. On Friday, Music of the Spirit with Trey Milner at 4 p.m. Coming soon, The Locker Room with Coach D and listen to all of our shows on Live 365. Just download the app, search the Psalmist Voice Radio Network, or watch us on Facebook Live at TPV Radio. Just like the page at TPV Radio and you're in there. Join the family by subscribing to www.tpvradionetwork.com. Walk with us in relationship, process, and
you never heard Christian radio quite like this. Get your fix 24/7 on the Psalmist Voice Radio Network. You're listening to Saturday's Buffet with Sister Lorraine Brown and Roberta Jones right now. TPV Radio.
TPV Radio.
His face shine upon you and be gracious.
your children and their children and their children.
May say, Children.
You're listening to Saturday's Buffet with Sister Lorraine Brown and Roberta Jones right now. PPV Radio.
PPV Radio.
Hey, good afternoon, everyone. Good afternoon, good afternoon. Welcome to the buffet. The song says, Amen. And that somewhere in our life, we need to be able to just conclude that it is what it is. Amen. Amen. We so happy to be with you all on today. I'm glad that you decided to tune in and be a part of Saturday's Buffet. Welcome, everyone. Welcome, everyone. Good afternoon, Sister Roberta. How are you today?
Good afternoon.
I'm not hearing anything. Here you are. Yeah. I didn't have my phone on. I couldn't hear you. Amen. Welcome, Brother John. Are you with us today?
Yes, ma'am. I'm here today. God bless.
Hey, God bless you. man of God. Amen. Welcome to the buffet. I don't know what the weather is like where you guys live, but the sun is shining bright here today. It's a little chilly, but the sun is bright. But the S-U-N is bright, but the S-O-N is brighter. Amen. Sister Tracy, are you with us today?
I don't think she'll be on today.
Okay, I know Sister Tammy texted me and told me she wasn't going to be here. But anyway, we just start off today. We're gonna look at Ephesians, but Sister Roberta and I were talking earlier today, and quite a few things were talked about. And I told her, I said, it's going to be hard to get through Ephesians with all this new subject matter coming up. Sister Roberta, do you want to share one of the points you made when we were talking earlier today?
The subject of have you met the twins?
Yeah.
Title, Have You Met the Twins? And the twins, if you don't know their name, they're Grace and Mercy.
What an awesome pair of twins, Grace and Mercy. Have you met the twins? You know, it's one thing for somebody to talk to you about the twins, but it's another thing to meet them for yourself. And I've met the twins, and I try not to leave home without my credit card and them twins. Brother John, you met them twins?
Yes, ma'am, all my life.
That's an awesome duo, isn't it?
Yes, ma'am.
Pastor Chris, I didn't speak to you today. That's a no-no. How are you, Pastor Chris?
I'm good. God bless you.
I wanted, if you haven't met the twins, Brother John and Sister Roberta, and I can introduce you to them. You've already met them?
I'm good. God bless you. No, I got Grace and Mercy, and I got his cousin Faith.
All right. Yeah, you got to keep Grace and Mercy in your pocket because they keep you from going off the deep end. Yeah, and I was listening to some of the seven last words on yesterday, and they were talking about how life begins with God, Jesus. And you ought to, you do yourself a favor and allow it to end with him. He made himself available to us so that at the end of our life, it could be even greater than the beginning of our life. And I think Paul wrote and said to live is Christ, but to die is gain. And the only way we can have that benediction is if we are introduced to Jesus and we accept the plan that he has for our life. Brother John, I understand that you were speaking on yesterday. I hate I didn't get a chance to get early information about that. I would have loved to have been with you on yesterday. What was your subject?
My subject title was, it wasn't your first life, it's your second life.
you have a few minutes to expound upon that since that's already fresh in your spirit.
Amen. Basically, just saying, I was basically talking about all the great things for the resurrection and the crucifixion of what Christ did for us, and it's not our first life outside of Christ, but the second life inside of Christ that guarantees us eternal life. So I was focusing on that, but we need to give God praise and thanks for what he did on Good Friday and the suffering and the pain that he did. The beating and going into the details, the flogging and all the things, the whipping and the flesh, every time they hit his body came out, flesh mm-hmm. and blood, arteries and everything was showing, and he took all that for us to mm-hmm. the cross. So I basically just saying, you know, we owe God a praise and a thanks, especially we still alive today. You know, COVID-19, it took a lot of saints, a lot of us out.
Mm-hmm.
You
right.
still here, you owe God a praise. You know, so I kind of just went that route on yesterday, man.
Amen. Yeah, I would have loved to have been with you. Your mother got in touch with me, but it was after I had made a commitment to something else. That is a great. The last seven words is a great task to be a part of. One of my favorite parts of the last saying was the part about being thirsty.
Mm-hmm.
Seeing this, the weekend, the Holy Week has passed, and this is a weekend that we celebrate the resurrection of Christ. Right? When I think about being thirsty, thirst, a natural thirst, is when your body is an indication from your body that some more fluid need to be taken on. Your fluid levels have perhaps gotten low. And thirst is a great indicator of an onset of hydration, dehydration, when your body is going to a place that's not healthy for it. And when you look at it naturally, you think about, well, I'll go in the kitchen and get me a glass of water. But there's another area that we can touch spiritually when our bodies begin to thirst for the things of God, for righteousness, for another life choice. A better life choice, to choose life, really, the source of life, Jesus. And there becomes a thirst and a longing that we have, that there's got to be something better than what I'm experiencing in my life right now. And I thank God for the ability to spiritually thirst. I thank God for that, because just like you thirst for something to drink physically, and no matter what it takes, you're going to search out something to drink. You're going to be like, man, I'm thirsty. And you're going to get up and begin to seek something to drink. And so the same thing in the spirit. When we get to a place where we begin to long for God in our life, we begin to seek. And he said, if you seek, you're going to find. Because he ain't trying to hide himself from us. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Sister Roberta, what would be your favorite last thing?
My favorite last thing would be, it is finished. It's finished. And the reason it's my favorite saying is because we're in this life and things happen.
Mm-hmm.
And when we find out things happen that is finished, that we're in a fixed fight, that it's finished, mm-hmm. and we win. We already win because of what Jesus did. When we realize what he did for us, then we would stop worrying. We would stop threatening fear because, you know, that's flesh. But we have to remember that we were crucified with him. His flesh was crucified so we could live. And
amen.
When he said it's finished, no matter what we go through, no matter what's happening in our life, it is finished. It's a finished, whatever, trouble, journey, it's finished. And what's so good about it, he said it was finished. He went on, died, and rose again, and then got up and declared that all power in heaven and earth is in his hand. So no matter what we're going through, we have the power over it.
Right.
And it's finished. So finished to me is victory.
Amen.
Victory in life.
You know, Sister Roberta, we need to probably hit that a little harder, because we have so many people in the body of Christ that have lost hope. They focus, and Brother John, they focus more on the painful situations that they find themselves in. Now, be mindful that, I don't know about other people, I talk about myself. When I found myself in bad predicaments, most of the time I can track it back to my bad choices. I can track my predicaments that came out to be painful in my life to me making choices that led me into this bad space, and wanting to blame my situation on circumstances and other people. And at the end of the day, if I really be truthful and honest about it, I made my own bed hard. And the old people kept telling me, if you make your bed hard, you're going to have to lie in it. And I didn't believe them. I felt like they were just trying to keep me from fun. Not. So when we think about people in the body of Christ, Roberta and Brother John, that have lost hope, can we try and help them in that area today? And Ephesians is going to help us help them, because Ephesians is a means of equipping the saints for war. And that's one of the main things that we need to come to grips with. When we come into the body of Christ, we're not going to be placed on a bed of ease. It now becomes war. And the secular songwriter said, war,
good God, what is it good for? He said absolutely nothing. But yes, it is. War is good because somebody in that war is going to be victorious. And in the war that we're in, like you said earlier, Sister Roberta, it's a fixed fight. We've already won. We're going through the motions. We're in training. So if you had to say something, Brother John, to someone who was losing hope in this life or warfare that they're going through, what would you tell them in the area of encouraging them to hold on? Change is going to come.
I would direct them and have them just look at, like you said, what Jesus did for them on the cross. Look at the sacrifice that was made and the reason why he made that sacrifice to reconnect us back to give us an opportunity to come to God for ourselves. We got to realize that sometime in life, you know, people make mistakes, like you say, about the different choices and things they made. We all can look back at some situations that we wish we could have done better. But the God we serve is a God of another chance. So all we got to do is to come to God, to seek him, and he will give us another chance. So the main thing is, like I say, don't lose hope and just think about all of our forefathers and all other examples that we have in Scripture of men and women that have made mistakes. But God forgave them and cleansed them and sent them on their way. We can do the same thing for us. So don't lose hope. You know, stay encouraged. You know, Jesus has the answer for all things. Take it to him. Amen.
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 Sister Roberta, I'm sitting at my counter trying to eat this hot dog and talk on this show. As a matter of fact, everything I'm eating is. Anyway, I'm sitting here trying to eat this hot dog in between conversations. So I'm okay. I'm okay. So if you talk to me about the power of God, I'm good. But there's a woman. There's a woman standing at the bus stop, and she has two children, one in each hand. She has a backpack that has all of the necessities in it because that's all she could carry out of that flaming house that she was in. It wasn't flaming because somebody struck a match, but it was flaming because of a relationship that was in a disarray, and the murder spirit was in the house, and they were fussing and fighting. So she's at the bus stop, and she's got about a good $20 in her pocket, and both of those children are saying to her, "Mommy, I'm hungry." And she doesn't have anywhere to go because she's exhausted all of her places she can go to. So she's in a bad situation. She's not like me. She's in a bad place. We want to try to reach her. And sometimes we gotta go a little further than normal. Mm-hmm. How will we reach her, Sister Roberta?
Well, first of all, to try and give her a safe place to be. Meet her physical need first.
Mm-hmm.
And as you meet her physical need, and she see that this is something different. It's something about love and giving. It makes you turn aside. It makes you see people and you wonder why is this person doing this for me?
Mm.
When a person is down and out, I'm sorry.
Can you? I don't know what that is.
Okay, when a person is down and out, you got to first reach them. You know, you can't throw at them. You got to reach them. You know, you meet them where they are. She only had $20. She had two children and no place to go.
Right.
So what I'm supposed to do is try to find her a place, safe place. You know, whether it's my home, a rescue mission, or somewhere, meet her need first.
Right.
And then,
Brother John, you think we have failed in that area? How do you think we rate in that area?
I would say 50-50. You know, sometimes we definitely miss the mark. For example, like I said, we have to meet people at the point of their need. And like I said, you have to get to know a person, talk to them, you know, see what's going on. Before you try to bombard them with scripture. You know?
Right, right,
so,
right.
So you gotta look at the whole person and try to help them as well, and like I said, and pray for them along the way. But like I said, just meet them at the point of their need. Amen.
Amen. I think I'm in total agreement with that. That we have really kind of missed the mark in that area. In a lot of areas we've gotten religious. You know, we know the right things to say, but faith without works is dead. We need to move forward now in action. And we don't need to be just foolish with this thing. We need to be discerning men and women of God, where we can discern a situation and move according to our trust and relationship with God, because he's not going to put you in a situation that's going to cause you any harm. He's going to put you in situations and give you a heads up about what's going on in your immediate surroundings. And I try, mm-hmm. that's one of the things I try to do. I try to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit, because he's the one that lets you know those things that your flesh don't know nothing about. Your flesh don't know nothing about that train coming until you hear the horn. But the Spirit of God knows where you need to be, what you need to be doing, how long you need to be doing it, and it's just a wisdom we can't afford to neglect. We're going to look at, if everybody's good. Pastor Chris, you got anything you want to add to that before we look at Ephesians 13 today?
No, ma'am. I think you hit it right on the nose. I did want to say just one quick thing, though. When we develop as believers, we have to understand that it's a growth process, and as we grow and mature in our own faith, and as we grow in our own faith, we can be more sensitive to the Spirit. We know when to put our hat on and put our hat off. We know how to minister to people without getting so super religious and super holy. We can still give them the word, but we can also be ourselves. See, that's the thing about it. See, we get so caught up in the title or in the religious aspect of reaching out to people, but sometimes people just want to know who you are. And then you can invite them into your relationship with Christ. Once you do that, then it's easier for them to transition from sinner to saint, because they're seeing how you walk your faith out. See, you're gonna get me started, Sister Lorraine. So I'm gonna back up a little bit and be quiet, and I'm gonna enjoy the ride. So back to you.
See, I was eating my hot dog on that. You messed up. Okay, all right. We're gonna look at the scriptures. We're gonna backtrack a little bit, because, like I say, I just believe that it's important that we give people tools to be able to fight with. It's so much fighting going on in our country now. It's so much disarray that's happening. It's so much heartache that's taking place. And I believe that we have the remnant. We have the remedy, I'm trying to say. We have the remedy for this pain. We have the solution to the problem. And we should be passing that out. The world is passing out the vaccination for the corona. We should be passing out the cure for the corona. We have the cure. Amen. The cure is Jesus. Because to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. And whether it be corona, that be the vehicle that take us to the Lord, or whether it be a heart attack, to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. So we want to see people come to the Lord and allow him to be their savior and their source of life. So as we look at Ephesians 6 and the verse, we're going to back up to 12. It says, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places." And as we look at what's going on in our immediate surroundings, and we can see these things taking place. We can see them taking place. And 13 says, "Wherefore, since we're wrestling against all of these powers that be, wherefore, take up unto you the whole armor of God. Take up your weapon that's not carnal, but mighty through God." Pick up your weapon. What is that weapon? "That you may be," why do I need this weapon? "That you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand." And if we don't see what we live in today as the day of evil, then you give me your glasses because they definitely have to be roll tinted, and they have to have a movie plan, because if we live in the everyday today, we see a lot of evil going on. A lot of evil. And for no apparent reason, just walk down the street and be the wrong complexion and you get kicked down. Just open up your windows in the morning and be the wrong complexion and you may get shot down. It's so much evil going on, and what is the explanation for it? You hear about the trouble, but you very rarely hear anybody can explain to you, why did you kick that woman in her stomach? She was just walking down the street, 65 years old. Why? Because she was an Asian person? That's no reason to kick a person and stomp them. But that's the America that we're living in now. So it says in verse 14, it says, stand therefore. How do you stand? Having your loins girt about with truth and having on the breastplate of righteousness. It's talking about the pieces of your armor that's going to help you in these last and evil days to be able to stand. So just stopping right there just to get conversation going. Sister Roberta, do you believe that many of us walk out of the house every day not fully dressed in our armor?
Oh, yes. Well, most of us don't even know we have an armor.
Oh.
I'm going to eat my hot dog on that one.
You know, most of us, I mean, when you started out, did you know you had an armor? No, you didn't. And you know,
I heard about it, but I didn't know how to put it on. I didn't know where it was.
Well, you got it.
Right. You're so true. We heard about it. And then after you had been in so many battles and lost, you heard about the armor.
After I was bleeding.
Yes. But he said, you got to stand firm against the devil, because we're not wrestling. We're not fighting human beings. We're fighting the devil. And he's coming
and
in
he's
any
not
way
a push
he can,
either.
Any form. He's not a pushover. Mm-hmm. He's coming any mm-hmm. form, anywhere. The weakest link, he's coming.
You don't get to punk mm-hmm. him out.
Uh-oh. Nope. I apologize, family. I am getting this.
You fine, Pastor Chris. You don't get to punk the devil out. You don't get to bluff him. It's not like playing poker with a weakling. You know, you can bluff a weakling at the poker table. I play poker. So you can say, yeah, you can make a high bid and that weakling will run, thinking that you got something. You ain't got nothing in your hand. Don't nothing in your hand, Matt. And so
but if you play, but you see, so you playing cards. And you can fool them with the cards, but you can't fool a spirit. Except you shout the right name. That's the only
right.
thing that get him running. And
I heard a story a long, long time ago. Don't even know who told that story. It was about a doctor that made house calls. And if you know the story and you can recall it, it's fine. Help me with it. But this doctor, he made house calls, and his colleagues, people kept saying, we don't understand, why do you do this? Why do you go in these poor, infested neighborhoods and all time of night seeing about these people? He said, because I have a love for the people. And these people don't have the money to pay regular doctors' visits, and they get sick and they can't get to my office. So he would go to their homes, and he was a godly man. This one particular night, it was about 3 a.m, he had gotten a call in a neighborhood, a bad neighborhood. And he was in the neighborhood, and he had went to see the elderly lady. He had doctored on her and gave her what she stood in need of. He was headed back to his car. But on being headed to his car, he had to walk through an alley. He got into that alley, and he got approached by a drug addict. And the drug addict had a knife, and he was threatening the doctor. He said, give me whatever drugs you got in your bag. I got to have them. Give them to me. So the doctor was standing there, and he's a man of God, and he was trying to convince this drug addict, man, these medicines that I have in here, you know, I need these medicines to help people. They're sick, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And the drug addict wasn't hearing it. But all of a sudden, the drug addict took off and started running. And the doctor was like, what happened? So he didn't know, so the doctor went on to his car and went on about his business. A few days later, He was back into the neighborhood doing what he do. Ran into that same drug addict, and he asked him, he say, what happened the other night when you pulled that knife on me and all of a sudden you ran? He said, I ain't know that big old fella was with you. He walked up behind you, and I ain't know he was with you. I thought you was by yourself. Exactly. And so that's what I'm saying. So in our life, we are backed up by God. We have to rely on him. You know, trusting God and having faith in God brings God on the scene. So we want to tell that person who's at the point of losing their house, their marriage is in a disarray, sickness has attacked their body. Our answer to you today is Christ. So stand on Christ, stand on his promises. Stand believing that you're going to get what you're standing there for. Don't stand in fear when you've got faith available to you. Stand in faith.
Well, you know,
say you, Sister Roberta?
What the problem is that we don't know how, people say stand. We don't know how to stand in faith or what is faith. And here he's talking about girding your lungs with truth,
mm-hmm.
the word of God. And so often we come and we're used to getting medicated.
Mm.
Uh-oh.
So we don't want to suffer out the pain with the truth.
Mm. I'm going to get some water. Keep going. I'm going to get some water behind that.
It's much easier to go get a quick fix. See, like the story you told, he wanted a quick fix. That's all he wanted. He didn't care at any cost. He wanted a quick fix because of what he was feeling on the inside. And so often we don't know how to stand or what to stand for because we want a quick fix. I don't want to wait. I don't want to go through this. I don't want to suffer this. But it's in the suffering of this that you're going to find out who you are.
Wow.
In Christ. And it sounds like a broken record, and young people, old people don't want to hear it.
That's true.
Because it's the truth. Jesus learned obedience through the things he suffered. And when you think about, he's here. He's given us everything that pertains to life and godliness. He's already given it to us. He don't have to come back and give us anything else. Everything is already here. But all we have to do, the tools are here. But we have to use the tools. And how do you use the tools? You use the tools by going to the Word of God, finding out what tool you need for which battle. You take that word. You stand on that word. You say what that, how you stand? You tell you get what you're standing there for.
All right.
You don't move till you get what you're standing there for. So regardless
about a week?
Of what it is, if you get it in a week,
you can get it in a week. Can get it right now.
You can get it in a week. You can get it now because faith is always now. But most of the time, God has to. He has to position us and show us how to position ourselves for the blessing.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're not quite ready for it. We think we are, but we're not. But when we are ready for it, he said he would give it to us.
Mm-hmm.
And, like Adam and Eve in the garden, he met with them the same time every day.
He wasn't there.
They were not there. He came from the day wasn't there. So when God caught up, he said, where? He said, well, I knew you were coming and I hid because I was naked. He said, who told you was naked? See, anytime we get away from God or we sin, it causes us to hide from God.
Mm-hmm.
We run away from him. But that's the way you're supposed to run. And we close ourselves and we try to patch it up and try to fix the problem in our flesh. There's no life in the flesh.
None.
No life in the flesh. And what God said, God has provided the way. He has already provided. It's already there. You know, if you're going through in your marriage, what you do? You get you some knee pads and start praying. And start looking to God for the answer, not looking to other things for the answer. Look to God because he'll lead you to wherever you need to go. But learning how to trust him like that, like maturing as you get older, as you grow in the Lord, as you trust him, as you find out when you realize that, you know what, everything you have for me is good.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to sit here and wait on what you have for me because I don't want my way. Every time I get my way, I mess up.
What about trouble, Roberta? You say everything God allows in our life is good. What about trouble? Have you seen trouble to work for your good in your life?
Every time it causes me to triumph, it causes me to learn, find out who Jesus is and who I am. Because
amen.
in my trouble, in my pain, it births something else. You can't, I always say, you can't have a baby without pain. It's birthing something spiritual in your life.
Mm-hmm.
The whole thing, Jesus going to the cross was to crucify the what? Flesh.
Flesh.
It was to crucify the flesh. And when we go
to
pain,
would you say we need to approach trouble with a whole new mindset? Instead of approaching trouble crying and complaining, we need to approach trouble saying, what am I supposed to learn from this?
Or even saying, Lord, I thank you, because you said in all things give thanks, it's the will of God in Christ Jesus. I don't know what you're doing, but I trust you.
Oh, boy. That's big.
I don't understand it, but I trust you. He said it's finished. So if it's finished, then I got to find out, okay, if it's a finished job, all I got to do is go to look for the finished job. And where do I look for it? In the Word of God. You know, when you're sick, what's the finish? You healed. By his stripes, you're healed. When you're broke, what's the finished word? My God shall support all your needs according to his riches and glory. To who? Christ Jesus. It's always in Christ, not outside of Christ. And that's
so everything
what the
we need, we find it in God's word.
It's all in the word. Everything we need is in the word, no matter what you're going through.
When people approach us, many times, Sister Roberta and Brother John, Pastor Chris, when people approach us, they're looking for a answer that does not include, many times they don't want it to include God. You know, I've had my children, some of my children, when they would talk to me, I would always find some kind of way, I'm going to find my way to God in the conversation. They'd be like, why you always got to talk about God? I say, ain't got nothing else. If you come to me and you have a marital problem, I got to pray to God. Who am I going to pray to? You know, so eventually everything leads, all roads lead back to God at the end of the day. If we're going to get life fixed, God's got to be the mechanic that fixes it. There's no other way for me. I don't know another way.
Amen.
I don't know another way. And Brother John, if you know another way, you can share that at this time because this would be the door that's open for sharing another way outside of God. I don't know another.
No, ma'am,
John,
no other way.
No
yes,
other way.
I mean, no other way, ma'am. God is the only way, the only proven way.
Do you have times where people come to you, Brother John, and they want you to give them something other than God, and you're standing there like, I got nothing. I got nothing else.
Hey, man, like I say, always you listen, you know what I'm saying? You say you have to give a listening ear, you know what I'm saying, and help as much as possible. But to be truthful and honest with them, you have to let them know for us in the right way and the only way and the correct way to go. You know, they can continue on and try to do it their way, but they're going to continue to have those same problems, same situations, and continue to bump their head. You know, but
yep.
if they want better, then I can show them a better way.
That's good, Brother John. That is absolutely good. That bears witness to the scripture that says there's a way that seems right to a man, but at the end of that way is always death and destruction. And so that's that way that seems right. I don't want the seem right way. I live that way. I want the way that is right. I want the way, the truth, and the light now. Yeah. Returning, Pastor Chris, you need to add anything? Okay, Pastor Chris is having a few difficulties. I'm sure he's working on those. But we're going to look at, I can hear you, but I'm not hearing you. Okay. We didn't do 14, did we? Let's do 14. Stand therefore, having your loins girded about with truth. Yes, we did do it. We'll do it again. And having on the breastplate of righteousness. That breastplate of righteousness going to make you stand out like a sore thumb all by itself. Breastplate of righteousness is not only just right living, but it's right application in life. And people automatically are going to be irritated by you because people like to do them little, as they call them, no harm things. And a righteous man or woman is looking to eradicate those types of behavior out of their lives because they've already realized there's some little foxes on the line. There's some little things that we are allowed to be added on that's going to cause great chaos down the road. Sister Roberta, you want to add anything to that little fox before we go to 15?
No. That's
okay.
That's
Brother John, you? Brother John has shared with me that he has two things going on at once. So if I call him and he doesn't answer, I know what's going on with him. But and 15 says, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. The breastplate is the righteousness. Your heart is geared towards doing the right thing in the eyesight of God. Your loins are tightened up with truth. I say we getting dressed pretty good. Some people say a three-piece suit is all of that, but so far we've got three pieces on, and we've got a couple of more pieces to go, and we sharp as a tack already. So when you have your feet sharp with the preparation of the gospel of peace, and when we look around and talk with people on a daily basis, sometimes we can talk to total strangers at a grocery store, in a line at Walmart, and most people are not saying that they have an abundance of peace going on in their life right now. Most people are concerned about something, and you find that out just by leaving the house. And sometimes you don't even have to leave the house. You can get a phone call and find out people don't have peace. Peace is a beautiful piece of garment to wear. Sister Roberta?
Yes, it is. And that peace comes only from God, because in this peace that he's talking about, that no matter what's going on in your life, you know, it pertains to what is good. It's the good
mm-hmm.
news.
Yeah.
Is that no matter, you know, the good news is, you know, your car broke down,
mm-hmm.
and you pray to God, and he sends somebody to fix it.
Yes, he does.
You know, that gives you peace. You know, believe in Christ. Just, you know, that's that hope. When something's
mm-hmm.
going on, and you say, you say, you know what, God got this.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know
mm-hmm.
how to do it. That's that hope. That's the thing
yeah.
that keeps you going, because you know the hope is in Christ. It's never in us. It's always in
yes.
him. And
yes, it
and,
is.
And the, you know, he said, always be able to give an answer for the hope that is in you.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
when that, you know, when someone come to you and the only way, you know, if their peace is disturbed, you know, he said, my peace, I'll give you some peace. It won't be disturbed as long as you keep your mind on me.
Yes.
The only thing that disturbs our peace when we take our eyes off of God. Off
That's
of
true.
You. And
that is so true.
And when we have peace, we have strength. You know, no matter what's going on around us, we become strong. We become mighty warriors because we have peace with God. Because with God,
Amen.
That's the main. I didn't know you had that big old fellow with you. Because with God, you always he's always your refuge. He's always your strength. He's always your prayer. He's a very present help. Now, the help is whatever I need.
Yep.
What I need, that's what he is. And that's what gives you peace. You know, but you know, but it goes back to girding your loins with truth.
Mm-hmm.
Living the Christian life. Doing what he say, you know, doing what he say do. We know what's
right.
wrong, know what's right. But when you live that Christian life, you can have that peace. When you do the right thing, your conscience won't bother you.
Right. Right. And the thing of it is, God always takes responsibility for what he sends you to do.
Yes.
And a lot of times we saying, well, God didn't show up on my behalf. Well, we need to still check and see if God is faithful. We know God is faithful. We need to check and see, did God really send me on that assignment, or did I go out there on my own? Well, did he really tell me it wasn't time for that or not to go?
But he's always there. See, he said, I never leave or forsake you. So now, no matter where you're at, what you're doing, he's there. You know, and knowing that, once you realize that, you know, in this piece, he said he confidence of divine support.
Mm-hmm.
He sent the confidence to support, to, you know, he's your helper. He's right there to help you. Now, you might say, you know, say, I got in trouble. He wasn't there. Did you ask? Did you ask him? A lot of times he's not there because we never asked him to be there. We never him to he's there, but we never asked him to show himself.
And in some cases, Roberta, we don't want to ask him because we don't really want his input because we already got our minds made up on what we want to do.
Are we doing it wrong?
Well, I mean, you meet this guy and you really into this guy. So you don't want to ask the Lord, is he the one? Or should I look further? You don't want to know the answer to that. You already picked it.
Yes.
Then when you get him home and you say, I do, I will, and okay, and you get him home and he take off his angel outfit and his whoop outfit is exposed, now you want to holler about, but God. But you didn't butt God before you got him to the house. So we need to allow truth, then peace, the gospel of peace, the truth of peace, the true peace of God to be upon our life, to rest upon our life, so that when we make decisions, we can make them in peace. Because that's the thing about deciding after we've collaborated with God, or after we prayed to God, or after we've been consulted God. When he gives us an answer, it's an answer that we can go to sleep with. Because we know what? We say, well, Lord, you said this, so it's settled in my spirit. I'm good. Good night. We can go to bed and go to sleep. When we're wrestling, a lot of times we wrestle because we know God is far from what we're doing. And I don't care if you buy bubble gum. You need God to buy a right bubble gum. Because it's just like it's some good stuff out there, some bad stuff out there. We're going to go to a song in a minute, so I'm going to read 16. It says, above all, taking the shield of faith. And faith is not something that you... Faith, we get a measure of faith, but great faith comes from building upon that measure. It comes from exercising faith in God. And the more we exercise faith in God, the more our faith in God grows, and the more we can believe God for bigger and greater things in our life. That's why people that have traumatic things happen in their life can go to bed and go to sleep at night, because they have faith in God. They know God, and God knows them. It says, wherefore ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. It didn't say you'll be able to quench some of those darts. It said all of them. Great faith will quench all of the darts. Because with great faith, you already know God is the beginning, the middle, and the end in my life. He's the amen in my life, and I'm good with that. And 17, and we'll go to song, Pastor Chris. It says, and take the helmet of salvation. Put a hat on your head and the sword of the spirit. Put a weapon in your pocket, which is the word of God. The word of God is everything from medicine to a light to the answer, the question, whatever you stand in need of, the word of God can equip you to be victorious with it. Sister Roberta, before we go to a song, you want to touch the helmet of salvation and the sword of the spirit, which is the word of God?
Yes, that, you know, it says... You know, in addition, in other words, he adding on to it, he say, take the shield of faith.
Mm-hmm.
The shield is the largest part of the protection of the body.
Mm-hmm.
And how do you take faith? Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
So you listen to the word of God. It's the word of God that comes to faith. Faith only comes by hearing.
All right.
It's not having here, it's hearing. It's a continual
mm-hmm.
the word of God. That's how faith comes. He said, take that shield, and you'll be able to extinguish or quench all the fiery darts. Will nothing come in your path when you take the shield of faith, and you'll be able to, you know, protect your body
mm-hmm.
from the arrows of the evil one. And that's the
it didn't
only
say
way
if he shoot them, did it? It didn't say if the enemy shoot them, God. He said say they going to shoot him.
He's going to shoot him. But he told you to take the shield of faith, which is the largest protection of the body, of the entire body.
Mm-hmm.
And faith does. And that's why Paul lived such an awesome life, because he lived it by faith. No matter what came,
right.
Paul, even if Paul had a dream, he didn't go talk to nobody else about it. He went talk to God about it.
Amen. Amen.
He took it to God. And he said, take it. He said, you'll be able to quiz or to stop
mm-hmm.
all the fiery darts. You'll be able, you, he didn't say the Lord would do it. He said, you will be able to do it.
So there's a part we have to play in this faith thing.
This, our part, is the faith walk, is our part, because he said, you'll be able to quit. You'll be able to stop the enemy. He didn't say, God, you know, we pray, God, stop the enemy. Lord, the Lord, stop Satan. He said, no, I'm giving you the tools to do it with.
Mm-hmm. Call faith.
It's called faith. Use the shield of faith. And you'll be able to quit, and you'll be able to stop it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. By faith, we'll be able to do it. And the more you use faith, the more it's what you do on a regular basis. Like you're a cook. So if somebody come to your house and ask you for a meal, that's second nature for you. Now, if they come to my house and ask for a meal, I'm scratching my head. Because, it's not second nature for me.
Mm-hmm.
Second nature is for me to give you a pair of socks. You know, I'll give you something. I'll give you $5 and go buy you a sandwich. But second nature for you to cook and prepare a meal, and it doesn't take you but a few minutes to do it. So it's the same thing with our faith. If we use our faith on a regular basis, it becomes second nature to go to faith as our go-to weapon instead of trying to ball our fists up, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes. And you don't have
so
to.
So we don't have to make faith happen. We just have to exercise faith and grow it.
Because, you know, Amen. Everything we do is based upon what we've heard, what we hear. That's what we live by, what we hear, what we hear.
That's true.
And if you hear the word of God, you will live by faith. If you hear the things of the world, you're gonna walk with the world.
Says something right there, Sister Roberta. So the redundant messages that we keep hearing on the media, Corona's getting bad, Corona's killing, Corona is at your back door. It have us to the place where we listen to that all the time. We won't even stick our head out the door.
Mm-hmm. Because
we
walk in fear. But you know, when you go back with the Lord, what did He say? He said, if you're willing and obedient, you can eat the good of the land.
That's what He said.
He said that we walk by faith, not by sight. He's not
mm-hmm.
He's not giving us the spirit of fear, but of power and of
love
and a sound mind.
Power. That's right. That's right.
Power is over the fear. See, we keep hearing that stuff, and it produces the fear in you. And the opposite of faith is fear.
That's true.
So
and if we're walking
in
fear, we're definitely not walking in faith.
Amen. You can't have both.
God wants us to be foolish, and that's not what we're saying. I don't believe that God wants us to tempt faith. Like, oh, I'm going out here without my protection on. I'm going to be in everybody's face. I don't believe it can touch me. No, I don't believe that. But I believe if God send you forward, He can protect you in it.
Amen.
He will.
Yes.
He will. That's His word. He promised that. He will protect us.
Yeah.
He sends you to go
and minister to somebody, or somebody standing in need of something, and you're able to provide that, and God gives you a clearance to go, then God's responsibility is to cover you and protect you. That's what I believe God will do for you.
Amen.
You know, so we shouldn't walk around. If Pastor Chris says, I know that they say you should lead us at my door, but sis, I really need you to come in. I don't have the energy. I really need you to come in and warm it up, and I really need you to feed it to me today. You know, I don't have the energy to pick the spoon up. So I believe that if that's the ministry that's needed, and God has told Pastor Chris to call me, then that's my responsibility to go in faith to Pastor Chris with whatever's going on in his life and to provide that service. And I believe that. Pastor Chris, you got a song that you can minister to us?
Yes, ma'am. I got you. We'll be right
in your
back.
Hand.
Yo, what's good? It's your boy, Josiah Khalid. Listen, you're listening to the Psalmist Voice Radio. Walk with me. Let's go.
Come on, lift it up here. Lift it up here. Come on. Raise it up here. Raise it up here. My needs will be met. You are the
This is Pastor Bill Jenkins of Destinyland Christian Center in Rancho Cucamonga, California, and you're listening to the Psalmist Voice Radio Network. Walk with me, family. Let's go!
You're listening to Saturday's Buffet with Sister Lorraine Brown and Roberta Jones right now. TPB Radio.
TPB Radio.
Amen. Amen. He has not left us. Isn't that an awesome feeling? Sometimes I just ponder that thought of how messed up my life was before I was introduced to him, and how even though I still have things that need correcting, how my life is with him being head of it and a part of it. And I just become overwhelmed just with the thought of trying to do life apart from God. And when I see those that are near and dear to me and they're attempting to do life apart from God, how much pain they're in, although they try to put on a straight face, I realize that they are suffering and going through. And I believe that we all have people in our lives that are not willing to put the armor on because they discount it as something cheap. They don't see any merit of having on breastplates and helmets and swords, and they're trying to live life, I say naked, because if you don't have your armor on, you're naked. We welcome the buffet, welcomes Pastor Gene Homer to the buffet on today. Good afternoon, Pastor Gene.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon.
How are you?
Good to be here.
Amen.
I'm really enjoying the program today.
Yes, we're gonna allow you to be a part of the program. Sister Roberta and I welcome you. We're at the point of Ephesians 6:18 now, where it talks about praying always, praying always. Now that's a mouthful. Resorting to prayer and not to picking up what many of us have resorted to in the past, carnal weapons. But praying always with all prayer and supplications in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplications for all saints. I'm going to read the next three verses. And for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel. And the last verse is, for which I am an ambassador in bonds, that therein I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. Being an ambassador is sort of like, in layman's term, I'm the boss. I'm the boss. I'm boss lady. I'm boss man. But it says I'm boss in bond, meaning I just can't do any and everything I want to do. There are still restrictions and there are still guidelines that I need to follow. God has given us guidelines. And I don't know about you, Sister Jean, Pastor Jean and Sister Roberta. I'm grateful for guidelines because I can get off. Sister Jean, you like to speak on 18 through 20?
I believe I might speak a little bit. You know, the word out of the readings that you've just shared, the word that stuck out to me is that that he was an ambassador. And you know, sisters, we're ambassadors also.
Amen.
And you know, the revelation that I received of an ambassador is one in authority but under authority.
Oh,
and,
that's good.
You know, it's something about being in authority, but when you realize that you're in authority based on who you are to Christ Jesus, not a man,
mm-hmm.
And it's nothing greater than knowing that your authority comes from the Lord. You know, it's one thing for the President of the United States to give you authority, but oh my God, because we're children of God, we have the
mm-hmm.
authority of God operating in us and through us and for us. Amen? But I think
Amen.
Sometimes we have to remember that even with that authority, our safety is staying under his authority. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
And,
mm-hmm.
And so I think sometimes, I know for me personally, I'm a fixer. So whenever there's a problem, it may not even be mine, but I'll take it. I'm
mm-hmm.
a fixer. And a lot of times it causes me to be weary because I've stepped out of that place of being under the authority of God. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
I see people
mm-hmm.
and they going through things and they're struggling, and you know, it's like, well, this is an easy one. We can fix this. The Word of God says.
Mm-hmm.
The Word of God does. You know, God will. And a lot of times, I found out that I walk away sometimes with my feelings hurt because people are just not ready to receive it. You know, they want their way, and they want God's way. But they're straddling the fence, and they're not ready to give it up. So a lot of times, you know, I walk away feeling confused, scratching my head, saying, you know, I don't understand, because that really was the solution, and it was, I just don't understand. And then it's another hurt there because I feel like they rejected my God. So, you know, that's why it's important for us to put on that whole armor of God. That's why it's important for us to pray without ceasing. Amen? Because even though I may have that heart of compassion, a lot of times, I'm in opposition to what God is doing because I'm running without being sent.
Wow.
Or I'm doing without being told to do. And God has a whole nother strategy for the situation, and I'm going to put my two cents in, and then I have to go to God to get healed myself because my little feelings hurt. So that's why we have to continuously pray out of a relationship with the Lord. Amen? Not the religious prayer, but that relationship.
Right.
God bless you.
Amen. All. Amen. You know, Roberta, we talked earlier today about how people kept telling us, put the armor on, put the full armor on, and nobody ever really stopped to tell us why. Do you believe that today we have communicated that well? Because if not, I give you the floor to further go into that, so that we've shared with them what it is. We've shared with them the benefit of having it, but we want to make sure that they know how to put it on. So would you like to go forward with that?
I believe we actually told them how to put it on.
Okay.
The blessed, prayer of righteousness, the shield of faith. You know, it's all going back to the Word of God, the way we think, the way we believe. We have to, the girdle of truth is not what we believe, is what God says.
Mm-hmm.
That's the truth. So we have to stand with the truth. We have to go to the Word of God and find out what He says about it, and then stand on that. And so that's the only way you can put it on.
Mm-hmm.
The armor, the whole armor, because, you know, it's spiritual. And it's, even if you have to pretend, you know, when you get up in the morning, you know, putting on your shoes, and you say, dancing, and you use the Word of God, it's symbolic. If you have to do that, you do it that way. You know, put the hat on, the helmet of salvation. You know, put the line on, gird about with truth. You know, your shield. If you got to put your clothes on to do it, it doesn't matter how you do it. It's that you do it. You know, knowing that I have to be protected at all times because I'm in a war. It's a war.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't go out to battle not protected. You can't go out to battle without your weapon. So you know you're in a war. So I have to arm myself. I have to suit up. And that's what you do. Suit up. You have to suit up. Even if you have to get up in the morning, suit up. But do it.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe we made it clear, you know, maybe there are some questions and, you know, that people have, and you know, we're willing to answer them, you know, if they have any. But I like what Paul said in 18, praying with all prayer and petition, meaning that all prayer, and it's not the same prayer, you know. All in at all times in the spirit. How do you do that in the spirit? By doing it out of, because, you know, we pray out of our flesh, oh Lord, help them.
Mm-hmm.
Help them do
mm-hmm.
what?
Mm-hmm.
But you go and find, you ask God for what you need, and you ask God with the Word of God. He said, put me in remembrance of my word. If they need healing, Lord, you said, put your remembrance of your word, and you said by your stripes they were healed. You know, if they need finance, whatever it is, you go back to the word of God and put God in remembrance of his word, because he watch over his what? His word. It's his word, you know, and that's what Paul is. Paul's whole thing is trying to get his focus not on him at all. Even in praying, he was in prison. He wasn't even praying about himself. He was praying that God would give him utterance, that he would be bold to preach the gospel, the mystery of the gospel. So he wasn't concerned about himself at all. He was concerned about these people knowing who Jesus was, these people getting the gospel. And that's what he told them to pray for him. Pray. That's what I want you to pray. I don't want you. I'm in prison, but don't worry about me being in prison, locked up. Because I'm a free man in prison. I'm free. I'm here, but I'm free. And he said, you know, that I would have utterance, you know, and that petition for all the saints. Paul's whole thing was not about him. It was about the saints. It was about God being pleased. You know, he had sold out for God.
Amen. Amen.
And that's what the book of Ephesians is, the whole book is telling us how to live this godly life, how to live this Christian life, being sold out, denying yourself. You know, and that's one of the hardest things to do, because, you know, I want to be seen. You know, one of the hard, you know, when you get up the street, you have to keep your flesh under, as your pride will get in the way.
That is true. It's true. Very true.
And you have to be reminded, no, I am. He said, Paul said, I'm an ambassador. In other words, I'm only here because I'm an ambassador for Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
So it ain't about me. It's about Jesus Christ. When I go, I'm to say what he want me to say. The ambassador, an ambassador don't go to another country and speak what he won't say it.
Right.
He only says, what the president of the country or the king of the country wants said, and that's what God. And you know, when we come to that part, as Pastor Chris said, we won't be interested in our titles. Won't mean anything anymore.
That's true. That's so true.
Because we'll know that it's about Jesus, not about me. And at the end of the day, at the end of the day, when you get through preaching, you want to know, did I represent you well? Did I say what you want me to say? Did they get it?
That statement alone lets us know if we're walking in the spirit or if we're walking in the flesh. Because when you get up and go forward, if your whole mindset is, I hope everybody like me, that's a strong indication that you just got finished ministering in your flesh. Because in your spirit, man, you want to please God. And you want to make sure you cross the T's and dot the I's for God, not for yourself, not so somebody can say, boy, she's smart. Man, she really preached a good word. You know, because the best messages I've ever preached, I was just as much in awe as the people I was preaching to. Because it was a download from God.
Amen. That's the one.
Amen.
That's the only one
you want.
You're his ambassador. It's about him. It's not about you at the end of the day.
But you're under authority. Pastor Dean said it eloquently.
Yes.
You preach with authority, but you're under authority. And as long as you stay under authority, what you say will count. What you say will count. The secretary thing, you know, let God stay the boss, and you just dictate. You dictate what he say. And when you report what he said, just report what he said. You'll be all right. Sister Jean, you have anything further to add to that?
You know, no, I don't believe so. Just back to the armor of God. Well, maybe I do have something. You know, if we didn't need the armor, God would not have told us to wear it. Amen. A lot of times we allow ourselves to be wounded and we allow ourselves to be hindered. Because we're not obedient to what the Lord has told us that we have need of. Amen.
Amen.
If we're in battle, you know, it stands to reason that we would need the armor. So sometimes have to just step back and let God give us a fresh and a new revelation of what that armor really means to us.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that's where we are. I believe we're in a new season in the things of God and where God is taking his people, his army, his bride. And maybe we need to go back and we need to look at some of those foundational things like the armor mm-hmm. of God, because mm-hmm. we're still in that, you know, we're still at war.
Yes.
And our enemy
yes.
is ready for war 24/7. He doesn't take a break or a vacation. He's continuously, you know, perfecting mm-hmm. his strategy to destroy us.
Mm-hmm.
And oh, and we're the ones taking war casually. But when
right.
you take war casually, then you end up with more casualties.
That's yeah. true. That's true. A lot of people, that's how we got on this conversation. A lot of people are being wounded, and they've been told to put the armor on, Pastor Jean, but really we've been kind of thrown to the wolves. Nobody has ever really stopped and taken the time to hold our hands and walk us through this thing. They just kind of told us to put it on and then threw us to the wolves. And too many of us are downtrodden and brokenhearted, and we're saying we're in the body of Christ, but we've lost our way. So we don't want to no longer just tell people what they need to do. We want to be a signpost and a guide for them, you know, as the Lord see fit, to show them the way so that we can demonstrate the love, that we can demonstrate what warfare, spiritual warfare, really looks like in being victorious. Because not just saying I got the victory and being beat up every day, because that's where I was for a long time. I was saying mm-hmm. what, religiously saying it, but I was being whooped to death, you know, on all fronts. I wasn't winning in nothing. I wasn't winning being a mother. I wasn't winning being a Christian woman. I wasn't winning in ministry. I wasn't winning anywhere because I was trying to apply the full armor without wisdom of how to do it. So we want to help people. And we read these last four verses where it says, but ye also may know my affairs and how I do. Chirus, or whatever his name is, a beloved brother and faithful minister in the Lord, shall make known to you all things, whom I have sent unto you for the same purpose, that ye might know our affairs and that he might comfort your hearts. So God not only tell us to put the armor on, but he sent people forth to help us with this process and to explain it to us and to comfort us and be a support to us. And I believe that in many cases we've lost our way in this area where we don't support people the way we should. But peace be to the brethren and love with faith from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace be with all them that love our Lord Jesus Christ in sincerity. Amen. And so what, can we speak to that? Can we speak to the fact that God gave us to be supporters? He gave us a job to be supporters, and he wants us to remind the saints that we need to not only pray but have daily fellowship while we're putting on the armor. You know, you just don't use God as a pacifier as far as a hose to put the fire out. Then you never come back and say, Lord, thank you for us. And we need to realize that putting on the whole armor of God takes away that need to compromise. You know, we don't have to compromise when we have on the full armor of God. We can walk in authority. We can walk boldly. We can walk in authority under authority of God. And God has when he comes back, he's coming back for a people who have stepped up and allowed the process of the heat of life to take away those wrinkles in their life. The enemy is going to keep trying to attack us on a daily basis. He's not going to give up. He's not going to give up, but we have to be on guard. We have to be on guard because God has given us what we need as men and women of God, how to stay protected, how to stay under authority and in authority all at the same time. That's a major job right there. That's a major job, to stay in authority, to be a boss, but to know that you are under a boss. And Sister Roberta, you and Sister Jean, collect yourselves for final thoughts while we wait on. We're going to go to housekeeping. We're going to go to the phone line. That would conclude Ephesians chapter 6. But we want to go. We want to go to our housekeeping. We want to honor the three special listeners, which is Sister Dorothy Curry, her two caretakers, Sister Shirley Allen and Sister Lucille Priester. We also want to go to Sister Ella Priester, her two caretakers, Sister Leola. Now, Sister Leola got married, and I, for the life of me, cannot remember her married name right now. I'll try to get a hold of that and write it down. But her maiden name is Sister Leola Priester, and her other caretaker, Sister Josie Lee Priester. And Sister Ethelie Aaron, her two caretakers, Sister Edna Moore, her lovely daughter, Sister Edna Moore, and her other daughter, Sister Jeanette Pontoon. So we thank God for those three faithful listeners every week. Pastor Chris, we're going to see if the phone line have any questions for the three of us on today. And after that, we're going to come back and allow Pastor Jean to bring any final thoughts or words of encouragement that she wants to share. And Sister Roberta can close us out. Pastor Chris.
Amen. Amen. All right, callers. We will only read the last four digits of your phone number. So first caller, 6015, you are live on the air. God bless you. You are live on the air. God bless you.
Sister Lucille Priester. Okay, Pastor Chris, Sister Lucille sometimes have a problem with her phone. But Sister Lucille, if you can hear us, God bless you. Thank you, you and Sister Curry, for listening on today. God bless you.
Next caller, 7991. 7991, you are live on the air. God bless you.
Jeanette Pontoon.
Hello, this is Jeanette. I just like to let y'all know I enjoyed the program today.
God bless you, Sister Jeanette. Thank you for listening.
Amen. Next caller, 2985. 2985, you are live on the air. God bless you.
Glad to be on again today. I enjoyed this program so much because you all make things so clear that a baby can understand it. God bless your endeavors and just look forward to next week. Thank you.
Sister Ruby, we thank you for bearing witness to that. We come on here, and that is our mindset, is that we come on and be clear about what we're trying to communicate, because it wouldn't do us any good to come on the buffet every Saturday and try to use words that we can't spell nor understand ourselves, trying to be deep when people walk away not understanding. So I thank you for that word of encouragement. That encourages all of our hearts. I know, because I know the hearts of the people that I work with. God bless you, Sister Ruby. Thank you.
One other thing I'd like to say, it makes us get into the Word of God. You guys are really taking me back again through this book of Ephesians, and I love it. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you.
Amen.
Pastor.
All right. Last caller, 2598. 2598, you are live on the air. God bless you.
2598 is my little sister. She's she told me that she's at work on Saturday.
Okay.
She listens to the show, but she can't speak. God bless you, sis, and thank you for listening.
All right. Well, that's
Pastor,
okay. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Pastor Chris.
No, that was all of the callers on today, but I wanted to give a shout out to the mother of TPV. You have been missed, Pastor Jean. Homer, we missed you.
Amen. Yeah, she's been missed in more ways than one, Pastor Chris. I normally speak with Pastor Jean at least once a day, and I think it's going on our third day. We haven't had a chat. So she's in trouble too, Pastor Chris. She's going to have to send me a candy bar or something to make up this mess. But, Pastor Jean, we want to give you the floor and allow you to wrap up any final comments that you have, any concerns that you have, anything you
you've been experiencing in your spirit, you perhaps want to share it, you now have the floor.
Amen. Praise God. And, you know, I've missed you all, but I've been taking a course, and I'm telling you, it's really been a challenge. So I've had to devote a lot of my time and resources to the completion of that course. And but I'm back. I'm done. Praise the Lord. I finished it. God
Amen.
Is good. You know, in Ephesians, I don't know if you all read from the Passion Translation, but my
yes.
God, it is so, I mean, God just really opened it up here. And, and if I may, just beginning with, I believe it's verse, I can't see here, but 30 maybe. It says, now my beloved one, I have saved these most important truths for last. And you know, this is one of the most accurate interpretations, the Passion
yeah,
Bible.
Yeah.
And so this is what Paul is saying. He's saying, even this is one of the most important things that you must get a hold of. Don't take it lightly. This is important for your survival. This is important in order for you to be a conqueror, in order for you to be victorious. Listen to what I'm saying here. He says, be supernaturally infused with strength. Are you all hearing me? The weapons
mm-hmm.
of our warfare are not carnal. They're spiritual weapons. God anoints the things that he's given us to prepare us to wage this warfare. Amen? It says
mm-hmm.
God himself infuses these things supernaturally. So what does that say to us? That if we appropriate the weapons that God has given us, the spiritual weapons God has given us, that they are supernaturally infused with strength.
Mm.
Now, when I see that, lady, when I see that, that says, you know what, give me a double dose of that, because I need some supernatural in my life right about now. I don't know about anybody
mm-hmm.
else. But every day
mm-hmm.
you have to face the day. It's a new challenge. We don't know anymore. Amen?
True.
But it
yes.
says these weapons are supernaturally infused with strength through our life union with the Lord Jesus. So what are we saying here? We see two things. That it is imperative not only that we put on these supernatural weapons, right? But also it's imperative that we have that relationship and that union with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Now, if we could just comprehend and apprehend these two things, there would be so many battles that people of God, we wouldn't even have to fight. We wouldn't even have to fight. So a lot of times we fight different situations that if we would rightly appropriate what God has given us, those things wouldn't even come near us.
Mm.
Because if we're walking in union with Christ, they won't come close to him.
Amen.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a given.
Mm-hmm.
They won't rear their ugly heads up against us. But a lot of times we're out there, you know, I know for me, sometimes I forget I'm in an army. Sometimes I really have the attitude I'm the Lone Ranger and everybody is trying to bring me down. Maybe I'm the only one. But
no,
you know,
you're not.
Battle after battle, I really forget I'm part of an army.
Hmm.
I think I'm the only one. Because I'm battle ridden, you know, tired,
mm-hmm.
I'm worn out, you know. And I've shifted into self-preservation. But it goes on to say here, out of that life union with the Lord Jesus Christ, we can stand victorious with the force of his explosive power flowing in and through us. You all hear that?
Mm-hmm.
If we could just comprehend this, it's a win-win situation. It's a win-win situation. We have that. We've been supernaturally infused with strength. We're in union with the Lord Jesus Christ,
And then we're victorious because of his explosive power that flows in and through us. If we can just get that scripture, people of God, that would transition us into another place where we would know that we're victorious even when we enter into the battle. Amen?
Amen. 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 So we'll go in knowing that we're already winners, and we'll go in standing on the promises of God, knowing that his promises are yea and amen. So, Roberta, what are your final thoughts? I don't know if you're ready at this time to share what our subject matter will be, because as you well know, this concludes Ephesians, and Ephesians have been an amazingly transforming book. And I didn't know, I don't know at this time where Roberta's where we're going to be headed after this book. She knows. I don't know if you're prepared to share that information at this time, but the floor is yours. You can go forward. And Pastor Chris, you have anything before Roberta comes? You want to talk about any announcements, anything, because Sister Roberta's going to close us out.
Yes, ma'am. I just wanted to tell everybody, thank you so very much for voting for TPV Radio for this year's ballot exception for the 2021 Stellar Awards. We thank God for you for voting. And, of course, you can listen to this program. We are on TuneIn as well. So every episode that you've missed, because I know you had some questions, you can get all of our stuff in a lot of different avenues. But you can download the TuneIn app as well, and you can type in the Psalmist Voice Radio Network, and you can get this show today. So you can listen to it today or go to the website, www.tpbradio.com. You can listen to it there live and also on replay. And we're going to get the virtual side of it fixed because we had some issues. But again, you can watch the show also on our Facebook page at TPV Radio. So that's all my plugs. And again, I am so happy to hear Pastor Jean's voice, and she got me hooked on this Passion Translation, and I tell you, it opens up a whole new can of worms in that translation. So that's my 3 cents. Again, Pastor Jean, welcome back. Sister Lorraine, Sister Roberta, back to you.
Thank you so much, Pastor Chris. You've been on well behavior this week. I don't know what happened, but you've really been containing yourself. The band has been at bay. I don't know if I like that good side of you. I think I prefer that bad boy. So next week we invite you to bring the bad boy back out, because that good boy is not working for me. But
yes,
Sister Roberta, it's on you. My closing remarks is that whatever we've endeavored to do this week, we wanted to tell you with love that we want you to be aware of your ability to win every battle that you're in. I've been facing some personal issues this week, and I've been standing on God's promises in my own personal life that all things work together for the good of those that love God and those that are called according to God's purpose. I believe it, I'm standing on it, and I'm waiting on the manifestation of it. And I won't waver to the left or to the right. I'm going to wait on God to bring forth victory in this area. Sister Roberta, you have final words and closing remarks, and you have the floor.
Amen. This has been an awesome, awesome topic. The whole, putting on the whole armor, we can't live without it. We have to put it on. We have to keep it on. And we have to use it. Don't just put it on. We have to use it. We have to use the helmet of salvation, the shield of faith. We have to use it, the word of God. I thank God because when God gives you something to do, no matter what it is, he equips you for the job. Position yourself. Get in position and tell him that I'm standing here. I'm here for the long haul. I'm here till the end. I trust you all the way, not half the way in the journey, but I trust you all the way because I know, you're getting your know that you know that everything he does is going to work for your good because he loves you
and he wants the best for you, because he know the plans he have for you. And he said there were plans of good and not evil to bring you to an expected end. Now, in those plans, there's going to be trials, there's going to be tribulation, there's going to be pain, there's going to be disappointment. But we have to continue to know that God always causes us to triumph. And we realize that we're in a fixed fight, that we win. We win no matter what. Whether it's in death, we win. How do you win in death? Because you're going to be in the presence of the Lord, with the Lord. So it doesn't matter what's going on. Know that you win. And one of the things that I want to share, stand on the word of God. Make your confession. When you confess something, believe that God is going to bring it to pass. I confess to be debt-free this year. I confess that my house would be paid off. That was my confession. And I'm here to tell the listeners, God honored the confession. On Monday night, my children told me, Mama, Daddy, you do not have a house payment anymore. We paid your house off, paid in full. So God is faithful. Trust him. Stay focused. Stay put and watch him. Watch him be glorified in your life. Because the battle is not ours. The fight is not ours. Satan is not after us. He's after our faith because he want to hurt God. And the Bible says without faith, without us trusting God, we can't please him. And we want to please God. In the body of Christ today, learn how to walk by faith, not by sight. Is things going to get rough? Yes. Are you going to want to give up? Yes. But stand. That's why he gave us the word. He said, stand. And having done all to stand, stand. How long do I stand? I stand till I get what I'm standing there for. I trust God all the way. How long did Jesus stand? He stood all the way to the cross, to the grave, to be resurrected, to go back to heaven, and at the right hand of the Father, interceding for us. So he's praying. He's interceding for us. So we don't have to worry about if we're going to make it, if we're going to win. Yes, we're going to win because we have our Savior interceding for us, telling God what we need. And he's telling us to pray without ceasing. Make our petition made known. Go to him. Talk to him on a regular basis. Yes, we want to give up. Yes, things are hard. Yes, we feel like we're all by ourselves. But when we read the word of God, we find out that we wasn't alone. Because when the prophet said that he was the only one, and God told him, he said, I have 5,000 never bowed to. But he didn't know that. But the Spirit knows all things. So walk in the Spirit that we won't fulfill the lust of. When we get down, don't stay down. Get up. Praise him. Give him glory. Magnify him. Exalt him. Whether you feel like it or not. But if you praise him when you don't feel like it, you continue to praise him, the feeling gonna come. So as the old saying, there's only two times to praise the Lord, when you feel like it, when you don't. Why? Because he's worthy of all our praise. He's deserving of it. He deserved the praise. And he told you. He said, I won't leave you. You can't go nowhere without me. I'm in you. All you have to do, I have your help is in you. Call on him. Call on the Holy Spirit to help you. Stop trying to fight by yourself. Stop trying to win this battle. Stop trying to be the hero or the shero and surrender and submit to God and let him have his way. Let him lead and guide you into all truth. He only deals with truth. So you let him lead you. Let him guide you. Know that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. He don't have to make the way. He is the way. The way already made and is made in him. Stay in him and be encouraged. Stand, and having done all to stand, just stand. love God. Trust him. You love him because he first loved you. And he's deserving of all our praise. And I give God the glory. I'm going to close out in prayer. And after that, Pastor Chris, I don't know exactly what I'm going to bring next week, but I want you to be come with your expectation high, because I believe that God's going to give us something great, because he's a great God. And I believe that it's going to be something we all need. So tell others that we coming on next week with a new topic, but a needed topic. Because we all have been faced with what we're going to talk about next week. So be encouraged. Be encouraged. Be encouraged. I can't say that enough. Be encouraged. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Be still and know that he's God. Be still. Know that he is God. And he is a reward of them that diligently seek him. He is the reward. He's the reward for seeking him. I just thank God for this thing. Thank God for each and every one. I pray, and Pastor Chris, I praise God for the report of the stellar work. We believe in God. We believe in God all the way. And we thank him. Thanking him. Sometimes it's so and if God thank you, just a lot, I thank you. I thank you. Even when you're down, just thank you. I thank you. I thank you.
Just thank you, Lord.
You know, just start praising him. This is an awesome week. Tomorrow, represent him getting up out of the grave for us.
Mm-hmm.
He got up. He just didn't die.
Yeah.
He died. But he got up. He just didn't die and just say, oh, it's over, it's finished. But he got up and declared that all power in heaven and earth was in his hand.
Mm-hmm.
And then after he declared it was in his hand, he said, I'll give you authority. Power over serpents, the enemy. Nothing shall by any means harm you. Nothing. And when we walk in that, do we get hit something? Yeah. Do fiery darts come? Yeah. But we're reminded of what he says.
Amen.
What he told us. Put me in remembrance of my word. That's all I can hear him saying. Put me in remembrance of my word. I'm going to watch over my word to perform it. I'm just waiting on you to say it so that I can do it. And we all in some rough times now. But don't give up. Don't give up. It's not over yet. Don't give up. Don't give out. So many people are burned out. So many ministers, they're burning out. They're tired.
Mm-hmm.
Rest in the Lord. Enter into his rest. Tell him, I can't go on no more, Lord. I need you.
Yes.
To see me through. I need you. I can't do it, Lord. I need you. And when you need him, he comes. When you expect him, he comes. When you call on him, he comes. And he just don't come, but he come with everything that you need. He come waiting and ready to serve you in whatever area you need. He is an awesome God and worthy of all our praise. So I thank God. Praise God. And let's give him glory. Let's just magnify his holy name.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Hallelujah.
Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you. Hallelujah.
Father, we give you glory. We magnify your name. We exalt you, Father. We thank you for this time, Lord God, with you. We thank you for your word, Lord God. That's a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. We thank you, Father God.
Thank
you that you know everything about us, the good, bad, and the ugly, and you still love us, Lord God.
Thank you,
Lord. Hallelujah. We bless your wonderful name, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Father, we thank you for Pastor Chris. We
yes,
thank
Lord.
You for this man of God. We thank
yes.
you, Lord God, for him answering
thank
the call.
Lord.
Thank you, Lord God, for him giving the whole world an opportunity to hear your gospel and have
yes.
an opportunity
yes.
to receive your Christ, the Son of the living God. We thank you, Father God. Father, we thank you for opening doors. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you for meeting
Lord.
Everyone's needs financially, Father God, physically, spiritually, and mentally. Father, we thank you, Lord God. Thank you for coming as family, Father God. Thank you, Father God, that there's great unity in that home, that they're one, Father God. We thank you for moving by your spirit in that home now in the name of Jesus.
Now.
Father, we give you glory and we give you honor. We give you praise. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah.
Thank
you for
Hallelujah.
Giving him the patience he needs, Father God.
Yes,
we just
God.
Give you glory, Father God. Thank you,
Lord
God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Thank
Hallelujah.
You, Father God, for ministering what he needs, Father God. Hallelujah. We bless your name,
Hallelujah.
Lord God. We honor you, and we lift up our listeners today. Father, that you would meet their needs. Father, that you would strengthen and keep them in your care. Father, that any that are sick, that they may be healed, made
yes,
whole
Lord.
Today. Father,
Thank
anything
you.
They stand in need of, Father, we ask that
yes,
you would meet
Lord.
It now in the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
Father, we thank you, Lord God, that they would be bold and courageous, Father God,
thank
in
you, Lord.
That as they heard the word, Lord God, it would not return unto you void, but it would
yes,
accomplish
Lord.
What you sent it to do, Father God. We thank you for being life-changing. We thank you that this word today would transform and renew minds, Father God.
Yes,
thank
Lord.
Thank you, Father God. We
thank
you
Lord.
And praise you, Father. Thank you for your forgiveness of all our sins. Father, we thank you for those that have grudges. Father, those that have unforgiveness in their heart. We lift them up today. We pray that you would teach them, Lord God, to release and let go, Father God.
Yes,
to
Lord.
Forgive, Father God. That you said, if I regard iniquity in my heart, you won't hear us, Father God. Oh,
yeah,
God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for releasing today. We thank you for setting the captive free today. We thank you, Father God. Those that are bound in their spirit, their mind, Father God. Father, we ask that you will release now in the name of Jesus. We
Jesus.
Thank you for releasing shackles, Father God. We thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God.
Hallelujah.
Chains being broken now in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you right now, Lord God. Thank you for giving us Holy Ghost boldness, Father God, that
thank
we would be courageous, Lord God. We would move by your spirit, Father. We thank you, Lord. Father, we honor you and give you glory. Father, have your way in our life. We decrease that you may increase. We surrender and submit to you, Father God. Father, we thank you right now. Holy Spirit, have your way in each and every one of our lives. Teach us how to call on you more. You are our helper. You said that you would send the comforter, and he would be our very present help, Lord God. Thank you, Father, that you teach us how to call on the Holy Spirit more and let him lead. Father, we thank you for this day. Thank you, Lord. We praise you and give you glory. In Jesus' name we pray and thank you in advance. Amen and amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Pastor Chris, can you play us a song? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus be my shield and defense,
shield and defense.
Yes, thank you. I've made my dwelling place here.
I'm looking like this.
But God is my refuge.
Father. I've made my dwelling place here. But God is my refuge.
You're listening to the hottest, most off-controversial, off-the-meters Christian radio station in the land. The Psalmist Voice Radio Network. Are you ready to walk, family? Let's go!